Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the Ilkary Grognard Show. Today is Monday, September 25th, 2023, just after 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And today, well, last week we were talking about doing a sort of convention roundup, a look at the conventions being run through Tabletop Events, an excellent website that a lot of us pitched in to make sure it didn't go under during COVID. You'll recognize those wonderful people by the hero badge they will be sporting on their entries over there on Tabletop Events. I think they were since bought out by BoardGameGeek.com? Did they buy them out? Somebody refresh my memory if you're available. Hey, Vince, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you in the chat there. Thank you very much for popping in. I see there's a handful of people in there. And thank you, everyone, for checking out the show today. Gamehole Con 10. Huzzah. That's a milestone. Good for them. Remember when they were the plucky little also-ran? The sister con for Gary Con in a sense, because Southern Wisconsin, and I'm wearing a Nexus shirt, ironically, because they were also another Southern, up-and-coming Southern Wisconsin, Southeast Wisconsin convention. And I don't know, it's Southern Wisconsin. Is it Southeast, though? I suppose it is. Anyway, George, thanks for stopping in. I see you there. What was I checking out? I found this mini on my desk. It's one I've been looking at for a little while now. It's a Bones mini, I think, yeah. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Reaper miniatures, yeah. Anyway, half-orc barbarian. I was thinking about filing off the lower tusks so that I could give it to Sarah to use for her crazy fighter in my campaign. I better get that set up. She's probably going to watch the show at some point, and she'll know now. Looks like a crit hit with a battle axe. Yeah, that is one healthy battle axe there for sure. Anywho, we're talking about Gamehole Con. We checked out a lot of the other conventions last week and kind of through the end of this year, mainly in the southeast Wisconsin area. And I decided to leave Gamehole Con off on its own, in part because it's not on Tabletop Events. It has its own website and its own registration system. So if you want to get involved with this Madison show, you've got to go to their website. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, but it's easy enough to find, Gamehole Con. And what do we got here? Yeah, there's the website now. Look at that. Look at that. Do I need to... I guess I should pop this open full screen. That'll let us see everything, right? Are we missing any parts of it if we do that? I don't think so. Not anything important anyway, just the tailing end. Attend, how to attend, badge registration. There's where you'll want to go first. Attendance policies, FAQs, hotel information. Kind of expensive to go to Gamehole Con. Madison was never a cheap city to go to conventions anyway. It is, I think after Milwaukee, is it the largest city in Wisconsin? It's certainly one of the biggest, and it is the capital. So although it has ample hotels in the area, they get used quite often for other events and year-round for government activities, people coming into town to buy politicians and, you know, I hear they can be on sale in Madison at some parts of the year, so check that out. Be sure to keep an eye on the government websites for which ones are at a discount. Just check what the legislation is up for a vote, and you'll know which ones can come cheap. The venue is mentioned there. Let's get back to that. Venue is the Alliant Energy Center, the exhibition hall. It's a big hall. There's plenty of room for this convention, and there's room for it to grow, and it has been growing year after year after year. It's not, I don't know, Gen Con big, but I think at this point it's 5,000, something like that. It's bigger in attendance than Gary Con restricted by its space to some degree, although it's spreading out over a couple of weekends so that it can stay in Wisconsin and stay in Lake Geneva. Because, I mean, Gary Con outside of Lake Geneva, Gen Con moved outside of Lake Geneva, and we get it. It kind of became less about D&D and Gary in particular and more about, you know, gaming in general. In fact, some would argue that it has lost its wargaming roots and is now an all-around gaming convention, tabletop gaming convention still, I think, Gen Con for the most part. But Gamehole Con, very much, I would say mainly a role-playing game convention. I think as much as Nexus shifted to being mainly board games and didn't grow as much as Gamehole, Gamehole's definitely a wide array. Find events. Let's check that out real quick. Let's see what we got going here. Seven Wonders Architects. Okay, make me a liar right out of the gate. Look at this. 117 pages. 2,328 results. So that's how many events. Note also, unlike events which are, unlike conventions, I think most conventions, maybe all conventions that are run through tabletop events, the events here have individual ticket prices. So be aware of that. Not only are you going to be paying for a badge, but you also need to be bigify this just a bit. Get it over this way and over that way so we can get everything in there. There we go. All right. You're paying for a badge and you're paying for events, individual events. And what's badge registration run? Let's have a look again over there. Oops, there's my password. Oh, hope nobody will copy the dots and figure out who I am. We're going to close that off. I bought a bunch of badges for people a few years ago when they were doing the... I did a big badge giveaway. The VIG package is sold out. The patron badges are sold out. Those are very expensive. In any event, the weekend passed. All 4 days, $75. Individual days, 45, 45, 45, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 35 for Sunday. So 75 for a badge plus individual events. Who's in there, George? Hey, wait, there's George's name. Oh, huzzah. Someone got himself a badge. Yeah, those badges were the $5 badge. I didn't buy, you know, $75 badge. Weekend badges for people. Those were the $5 badges that I picked up for people during COVID, during the lockdown, when they were doing virtual Gamehole Con. And I wanted to say, I had thought and I had suggested last week that they were still doing a virtual Gamehole Con in conjunction with physical Gamehole Con. That is not the case. That's something that Gary Con does. It runs side-by-side conventions virtually and physically. And I had thought that Game Hole Gone had kept it up too. Maybe they did for a year, and then they figured out it was just too time intensive, cost too much to have enough staff to do all of that and do it all well, and they're focused on the physical con. I could certainly understand that, and would not fault them at all for going with their strength. It's the largest majority RPG gaming convention in the world. Okay. One of the largest tabletop gaming conventions there is. Tabletop gamers from around the country and world gather each fall in Madison, Wisconsin for this carnival of gaming. Game Hole Con is all about tabletop gaming and all the fun that goes with it. The convention features role-playing games, board games, fantasy, and historical miniature gaming. Game Hole Con is for the fantasy and adventure tabletop gaming enthusiast. Game Hole Con features the best guests in the industry, an unbelievable dealer hall, and of course, lots and lots of gaming. If you are a tabletop gaming fan, do not miss Game Hole Con. And without a doubt, it is a top-notch convention run by very good, caring gamer people. Hobbsy, there you go. How you doing, buddy? Hells yes, let's go, he says. There you go. Looks like a crit hit with a bad eye. We were talking about that miniature earlier. There's a place to get involved and volunteer, of course. And, you know, you get... I don't know. They probably still need volunteers, you know? So let's have a look at that. They are very much about giving out the perks to volunteers. Notice down here, it says work up to 4 hours, receive a sincere thank you, which is very nice. Work up to 8 hours, receive a volunteer exclusive shirt. 16 hours, receive reimbursement for any standard day or weekend, but not VIG or similar. Game Hole Con 2023 badge or the cost of the equivalent. Work up to 20 hours, receive a $30 stipend. That is a stipend. I do not believe that's a per diem, so don't think that's $120. Work up to 30 hours, receive an invitation to a volunteer exclusive true dungeon run. Good times. Repeat volunteers get their badges compensated right away so you can bring the money to the show to spend. How generous. They're a little tongue-in-cheek there. They're just saying you won't have to be out of pocket for as long, which is nice. And Sleeping Giant Studio did the site design. That's interesting. GM policies, attendee policies, exhibitor policies, press information, and all of that stuff. Should be down at the bottom of each and every page. Get your account, wish list, cart, friends and family. You can create a friends badge. I don't recall seeing you there in the past, Mark. Hobbsy, yeah, I've been there. I went through the first one, I think, just for a couple of days. You know, it's far enough away that if I'm going to go to that, you know, anything that's over an hour, 15, hour and a half from where I am, and to get there during rush hour times, you're traveling an hour and a half from Lake Geneva, I've got to stay overnight. And it's a bit pricey. And this is if I'm going to go multiple days. I can't drive there each day. It's too far for that. That's what I do with GaryCon. It's right around the corner, so I don't stay at the Grand Geneva. I just drive in each day. And Game Hole Con's a little far for that. I do, when I go, usually go just on Saturday. I'll get a badge or I'll drive over and pay for a badge. Maybe I will play a quick game or two in the games library, a board game or this or that. And usually I just wander around, say hello to people, and check out the dealer hall and all of that stuff. And I'll just make one day of it. I won't go with the intention of playing a bunch of games in actual game slots. And You know, that's enough for me. Get over there one day. Wonder how hotel pricing is 30 minutes or so outside of Madison. Yeah, it's probably a little less the further out you get. I'm sure there are some smaller places. The same is true with Indy, right? I mean, you can get $70, $90 overnight stays if you're a half hour away from Indianapolis. And why not? Might be careful with your stuff. Might not want to leave it in the lot in the car if you're taking a bunch of gaming stuff that's valuable. A backpack full of first edition books might be something you take into the hotel with you. I go to both and stay, though I have been leaving early on Saturday. Early on Saturday, not on Sunday, Hobbsy. that's interesting. The saves you a night, right? Which is gonna be a couple $100 for those hotels. So, you know, it's significant. So you could save $400 or $500 a year, not stay until Sunday at both of those conventions. Staying at a cheap hotel the last 2 years. There you go. There are some that are a lot less expensive, and you know, you got to hustle a little earlier in the morning, and you got to drive back when you're done to your hotel. So it's not, as we say, a party convention. You got to be careful about that sort of thing when you're not staying on site. Looks pretty sweet. Might have to check it out. Always love the vendor areas at these conventions. Vince, it's very true. They get a great dealer hall. Let's have a quick look. Demo row. Dealer hall. Okay, here's a nice list of the people that are running demo games all around there. Let's exhibitor policies. I wonder where we can... press information. I'm looking for visitor information. You know what? We were talking about hotels. Search for a room. One night. This is a four-night stay for one person. $215 a night. $149 a night. Still Madison. Now, this doesn't include fees. See, none of the, not available, so all of those are sold out. If we scroll down, they're still kind of expensive, even as far out as Fitchburg, and they are still sold out. So, there you go. We'll just accept that. Oh, I thought I could click on something and get a second page of places. So, distance... Yeah, it's the full range. So this is every possible. Okay, well, there you go. It's going to be very hard to find hotel space in Madison for this. In any event, if you're going and you want to drive out and check it out for a day, that can be fun. So be sure and do it. And in future years, plan a little further in advance than I've given you warning for. And check it out. Go on Wednesday and off and leave on Saturday. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a good time to get out early. Stay over an extra night. Gary Kahn's like that in particular, where a lot of people are in early on Wednesday just to do a sort of a meet and greet in the hotel lobby and lobby lounge and that whole area. There are a lot of people that show up early for that. Anyway, I've kind of run over the time here, haven't I? I better shut her down before I get too long and just say thank you to everybody for being in the chat. I do appreciate it. And thanks for some wonderful questions and insights into your own gaming adventuring and convention going. I do appreciate it. So, what else do I need to say? I guess I need to say check out GameHoleCon 10. Maybe get out there for a day. I'll try to get out there myself. And hey, you know what? Noble Knight still has a lot of their plushie toys, which are based off of classic D&D monsters, Odiugs, Boulay, Mimics, all that sort of stuff. So check those out on Noble Knight. I still make sure I get those every year. I've got the whole collection. I love those things. They're such cool little thing that you can pick up at the convention, but you can also pick up the extras later on at Noble Night, so check that out too. I want to say thanks a lot for checking out this Game Hole Con 10 edition of the OK Grognard Show. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe, thumbs up, all of that fun stuff, and feel free to comment when you can. Thanks to our Patreon supporters. Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising, Castle Entertainment, Heath Varnden of the Antipodean D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and Shane Bradley, as always, DM extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Thank you, and bye-bye.